97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Find Mark in all the usual spots like Twitter at Mark Reardon, KFTK. He's on Facebook. We got the live video going. You can see me in the closet I'm in right now. Well, I wanted to bring up Charles Lipson. He's a professor emeritus at the University of Chicago, writes for the Spectator magazine, Real Clear Politics, among other things. Charles Lipson, thank you so much for joining us here in St. Louis.
What a pleasure. What a pleasure.
So this is the headlines I read, that if we were to do anything to the Department of Education, we would be hurting all Americans. We would be hurting the children, irreparable harm. What do you think about the plan for the Federal Department of Education and shutting it down?
Well, I think the key here is to make a distinction between federal assistance for education and the role of the Department of Education. The two are not the same. And in fact, what happens when you funnel all the money through Washington is that the bureaucrats take a huge cut. And I think we can do things much more efficiently, not only because we're paying for a lot of mortgages in Bethesda and Alexandria, but because the first thing bureaucrats do is put on bureaucratic regulations. And that not only means that you've got a lot of money that is, quote, going to education, that's really paying for bureaucrats to write rules, but, and I've seen this firsthand, all local schools, K-12, but also colleges and universities, have to build up a huge bureaucratic staff to answer all the paperwork that is foisted on them by the federal government. So I think cutting the Department of Education without cutting some essential federal support for education is a good thing.
Right. Well, in a lot of ways, you think about it and you say you can't solely exist just to stimulate jobs for certain people, high-paying jobs. In the end, you may be able to reorganize things, for example, letting the different states and the different communities take the money that would be coming from there and spend it the ways they think are necessary. And guess what? You probably would get more money this way as opposed to bureaucrats collecting some of it, or even some of this money evaporating to nothing. Who knows where it goes? There's probably even a strong argument that could be made that schools would be better off.
I think that's right. But let me just say that it is also the case that you have a lot of blue states which will, if you give the money in block grants to the Department of Education in Illinois or in California or in Massachusetts, you're going to have the same problem at the state level. The ideal thing is to give it to the parents and let them decide. That's not only because they'll make better decisions, but it's because there's almost nothing in our lives. Your listeners will know this. There's just nothing that gets better if there's no competition, and there's no competition for public schools.
Let's just say hypothetically, okay? Hypothetically, each parent was given the allotment X amount of dollars that is given to a public school, but the parent can choose where their kids goes to school, and that money is applied to the school that they choose. So let's say hypothetically, in a perfect world, that would kill public schools. What parent would pick a public school in their community if they had an opportunity for a private school? So what would that even look like if the money followed the kid around?
Well, you make a great point, and I would say a couple of things. The first thing is that if we're going to give parents money for their children's schooling, there will, of course, have to be some rules. You can't just spend it all on M&M candies, right? So, so there have to be some rules, and bureaucrats will have to set those. The second thing I would say is that parents have to be able to send their child free to a public school if that's what they choose, sort of pass up the money, but send their child to a public school. And what that will do is it will create an intense pressure on the schools to lower their own amounts of bureaucrats and to give parents what they want. Sometimes that's schooling. Sometimes it may be the hours that you can keep. If you and your wife are both working and working till 5 o'clock, you might want after school programs that are close by. You might prefer that even to a school that you thought was better. You might prefer a school that was close to your home. You might prefer a school that was close to where your other children were going to school. I can't say. That's the point about competition. That's why there are a lot of fast food restaurants. They compete with each other on price, on the food that they serve, on where they're located, all sorts of things.
You know, here's something I think is a thing I don't quite understand, is that when you talk about how much money goes to each kid to a public school, it could be $12,000, $15,000, upwards to $20,000 follows that kid to the public school that they go to for the certain funding. But if you were to look at, let's say, a Catholic school or a private school, they're about $10,000. It's always less than the amount of money the federal government is giving to that public school. How is it possible that the better education comes to the student that is paying less, and by the way, out of their pocket, $10,000, than when the government gives a public school $20,000?
You have nailed two issues that I think are so important. One is that a lot of the money that we say is going to public schools is actually going to pay inflated pensions for retired school teachers. I'm in some sense a retired school teacher because I taught at the college level, but what we got was the same as a 401k. So we didn't get it. We don't get a pension. If I invested my money well, good. If I didn't, bad. But that's the way that all of these things, what happens is at the state level in a state like Illinois, what they do is they promise you a lot of things in the future, but then they don't actually have to pay for them now. And so that's a lot of the money. Second thing I want to say is about Catholic schools. Worst thing that's happened to Catholic education in modern history is too few nuns.
The reason with their rulers, yeah.
Really, the reason, yeah, I would pay for rulers for them. But the reason, one reason that Catholic schools were inexpensive and just such a great place for generations of working families in St. Louis and Chicago and Philadelphia and so on, is that they had a lot of teachers who were members of a religious order and were not seeking high pay. And so that all declined when the number of nuns declined. So it's a sad thing, but Catholic schools were great, and I say that as a non-Catholic.
You know, my father went to Catholic school in St. Louis, and he said those nuns were brutal. Boy, did he get in trouble, and his knuckles paid the price. But, you know,
well,
something
it,
interesting I found about Catholic...
Did he bring home a ruler for you?
No, I mean, did it work? I think that's debatable. Okay, so when it comes to, like, Catholic schools, I found that if, yes, the teachers, the principals, they have that strong Catholic faith. However, the students, it seems like less than 50% are Catholic faith. They're only going there for the better education.
That's an interesting point. I haven't looked deeply into it, and it sounds like you certainly have. And all I would say is that my support for it wasn't about religious education per se. It was about the general schoolwork and the relatively low cost that was associated with that. But in any event, it's I think that they were that it's a shame that cities like St. Louis no longer have the Catholic school. They have Catholic schools, but they just don't have them in the numbers and at the cost that they used to be. Maybe you know more about it.
Well, I've just talked to different teachers to get a better understanding of what was going on, and it's so funny. My doctor sends their kids to Catholic school. They're not Catholic. I said, why do you do that? And he said, well, I feel like there is less violence at a Catholic school as opposed to other schools. So he looked at it as a safety issue.
Because they'll boot them out as soon as they do. But public schools are often not allowed to do that. But the point is not to boot them out. The point is to inculcate the right values in them.
Well, that's a big thing, and I think parents don't want to have to deal with all of these other issues that they hear about. Like, you know, for example, my son goes to a public school, but it's one that you have to test into. You have to be a smarty pants, which I'm very proud of him for. But what I found is even in that case, we have to be so careful of the things that are being told to him, because his classmates have older siblings. Older siblings introduce things to the younger siblings. Younger siblings introduce things to your kid. And you have to be so careful, because you need to know the parents, you need to know the principal, that they're not going to put up with that garbage inside of the public school. But it's a case-by-case basis, and not all of them abide or are able to monitor like a private school or a Catholic school that would just have no toleration for it.
You're raising another great point. I think it's much, much harder for parents to monitor their children today than it was when I was growing up, and maybe when you were growing up, because, they can just sort of disappear more easily into the world. But it's also the case that they can disappear online, and you just have no idea what they're looking at.
Wow. Well, you write for all kinds of different publications, but you also write about topics like this. If people wanted to look you up online, where can they go?
Charles Lipson, Lipson, charleslipson.com, and I'm happy to send you, you can sign up there, and I'm happy to send you all of my columns for free. I must say, I love speaking with folks in St. Louis, and so I'm glad that you asked me on today.
Yep, and if there's a topic that you like that's going on here, just go to charleslipson.com, and then you'll be able to message him that way, see all the other topics he's writing about. Thank you so much for joining us here. We really appreciate it.
Truly my pleasure.